1071 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudill. Lots of fun happening with Destination Stratford. We've got something that's going to be the first ever in Stratford, at least we think. Zach Gribble's here. Zach, good to see you.
Good morning, Jamie.
Nice chilly morning here in Stratford and area, but we're going to warm things up with a very cool event that's coming up for September 20th, and this could be the first ever in Stratford, at least for this area that we've ever seen.
You know, as far as we can tell, the research that we've done, it's the first ever that we can find anyways, let alone in Stratford. As you'll remember, we have silent discos. Typically, they happen during Lights on Stratford. That's where we sort of initiated things. But we do have pop-ups through the year. We try to get very inventive and creative with our amazing community. Given all the attention on Lake Victoria and the river, we just thought that this was an amazing time to collaborate with the Boathouse, Light Up the Night Kayak Group, and Razzmajazz to do something pretty interesting. And so this will be the we think, world's first, definitely Stratford's first, floating silent disco. The Razzmajazz will be anchored in the middle of the lake, and aboard will be Ethan Mack, who's a local musician, producer, and DJ, actually doing a DJ set on the lake. He'll be surrounded by, we're hoping, up to like 100 watercraft, all with silent disco headsets. So as they traverse the river, they will be grooving along the water, and should be a lot of fun. So we're kicking things off at 7 p.m.
Okay.
Because it will take a bit of time to get on the boats, and whether it's paddle boats or canoes, kayaks, stand-up paddle boards. I mean, we're hoping to see a wide variety of watercraft, but everyone grooving to the same tunes.
Yeah, I think it's a great idea. And again, with the silent discos, they are usually in the evening, shall we say. It is that kind of nighttime thing. So it kind of goes with what's happening with this.
Yeah, and you know, at Destination Stratford, we're really keen on activating our public spaces for the community and for visitors in interesting ways, and whether that's the park system in winter, or whether that's participating with the river in the evening.
Yeah.
There's so much to celebrate here, and we can do it in unique, creative ways.
Yeah, and the water levels, thankfully, returned to normal at the Avon River. There must have been some concern looking at this down the road, sort of thing, where the water level is going to be where they needed to be.
Well, we had envisioned this actually early on, and we were planning on seeing if we could do something like this in August, and obviously that wasn't possible. But it became really poignant, and I had just a lovely moment walking around the lake and seeing all the people, especially our community members, really experiencing like authentic joy, and you don't know what you've got till it's gone.
Right.
So this just aligned perfectly to really celebrate it.
Yeah, wonderful. So how do people take part in this? Is it kind of like a registered thing, or how does it all work?
Yeah. Well, if you have your own watercraft, then you'll need to come and get it on the river and visit the boathouse. So the boathouse is sort of where the headsets will be provided. If you don't have your own watercraft, the avonboathouse.ca is where you'd go, click on events, and you can actually book your watercraft there, whether that's a paddle boat, canoe, or kayak.
Sure.
And they're providing some lights to go on the boats themselves.
Yeah.
And you'll be provided with a headset. And we're hoping for a really good turnout. If this doesn't exist, then this is de facto Guinness Book World Records material. So we'll try to make it a really, amazing community night. And if it works out well, we'll do more.
Oh, for sure. It's a floating silent disco, and it's all happening for Saturday, September 20th. Again, that's Lake Victoria along the Avon River, certainly teaming up with Light Up the Night, the Razzmajazz, and the Boathouse. This is a great partnership and collaboration on this.
It is. It is. And if I can do a quick pivot here.
Yeah, well, absolutely. Absolutely.
Also on the same day, but from 11 till 3, we are working from our sport tourism office and through the leadership of Kylie Wasser, the sport tourism director for Stratford. To do Stratford's first walking soccer community event.
Yeah.
And we're really excited about this. So walking soccer, for those that don't know about it, is soccer without the running.
Okay. We're learning about silent discos. We're learning about this.
Hey, my growth curve has been enormous with all the learning going on.
I like the idea behind this, walking soccer. Yeah, like it kind of can include everyone, if you will.
It can include everyone from people with some mobility issues to seniors and an active lifestyle. It's one of the fastest growing sports in Europe, and especially in the 50 plus range. And people might not know this, but Canada has national teams. And the Canadian national team has three players who live here in Stratford,
and they're
heading to Europe in October to compete in the internationally.
Very cool.
On Saturday, September 20th, from 11 till 3, people can come out from the community and try walking soccer. But the men's and women's national team are going to be here, and they're going to have a friendly scrimmage with our local club, hilariously titled Stratford Sloths. And so that's going to be up at Festival Hydro Park at the Packham Road facility Cowan Field.
Right.
And that's completely free.
Yeah.
And there'll also be some instruction from a local kinesiologist about, you know, proper warm-ups and how to make sure that you can avoid injury when you're active. So pulling these things into strong community events has been a real joy for us.
That is awesome. So that's also the same day.
Same day.
Yeah. So that's happening 11 a.m. through till 3 p.m. at Cowan Field. That's the Festival Hydro Park Stratford Walking Soccer. I love it.
Yes. Yeah.
More great ideas. Again, it's going to be a big day for the 20th. And again, looking back at the summertime with Destination Stratford, just a great summer with all the tours and the walks and all that.
Paths. It's been a great summer, and we look to be having a really strong fall. And, you know, we're really thrilled that things like the Stratford Festival Theater is extending right into mid-December.
Yeah.
We have lights on. For the first time ever, we have the Stratford Festival active during lights on opening weekend. From a tourism standpoint and from a community activation standpoint, it's been a pretty incredible year.
Awesome. So we'll talk more about lights on Stratford when we get closer to that. But in the meantime, we got the floating silent disco and Stratford walking soccer all happening for September 20th. More great ideas. Zach Gribble, thanks so much, Zach. And we'll probably see you out this weekend for Dragon Boat too, speaking of the Avon River.
I look forward to it.